Sometimes when guys get really dressed up, they put on like a white shirt, pants, and a jacket.
Tuxedo.
Yeah, and what's the thing that comes over here with little buttons?
Fez.
Right, okay, good. All right, we were just talking about that. So you got a coat, a vest, and...
trousers.
Okay. Now, what are some other names for those kind of pants, for those kind of clothing?
Suit.
Yeah.
Pants.
Yeah.
Coat.
Yeah, what are those?
Blue jeans.
Okay. Would you ever say breeches?
Breeches.
All right, what do you call the stuff that's made out of denim like that when it comes up here with a bib? Farmer's wear.
Overalls.
Okay. Supposing, let's see. Supposing you go outside and you've forgotten your coat, and somebody comes after you with your coat and he says, "Here, I've..."
Brown. Brown.
Well, what do you say?
Huh?
Say, what do you say?
What do I say?
Yeah.
Brown.
Okay. Now then, if somebody delivers something to you, you say, let me see. No, if somebody delivers it to you and it's in the wrong package or something, and you want them to take it and come back with it, you'd say, "Well, please
bring it."
Okay, great. These are hard. Okay, you'd say, "My coat doesn't fit me this year, but last year it..."
Yeah.
Okay. All right, if your old clothes wore out, like your old nice clothes wore out, you might say, "I have to buy a..."
New wardrobe.
Or just one outfit. We've already talked about this before with the jacket and the trousers.
Suit.
All right, but you have to buy a... Why don't you say both words together? If your old clothes wore out.
Suit. You have to buy a suit.
Okay, but what kind of suit?
A dress suit.
No, but you said it a minute ago. My old clothes wore out. I've got to buy a...
a new suit.
Okay. All right. Supposing you've got a lot of junk in your pockets, like keys and stuff, and they're coming out like this, you say, "Hey, all that stuff in my pockets makes them..."
These are dumb.
I know, they're really stupid, but this...
Interesting. Who wrote this book? He did.
My professor, yeah.
He wrote that?
Yeah, with another professor.
Dumb.
Well, it's dumb. The questions are dumb, but they point out interesting things about the way people talk. You know, about what things are called in different parts.
What's he going to say about what we say about his book?
He's going to say, "I don't know."
He's going to get mad.
No, I doubt it. It's just, we have to ask dumb questions to get the words out.
To get dumb answers.
But the answers are funny. They really are. For him, because he's studying English, and so are we. Okay. All right, you've got everything you can possibly cram into your pocket.
You're full.
It's been sticking out.
Well, Julia.
Right.
All
right. Okay, that's what I wanted to do. Okay, supposing you had a shirt or something, or like jeans you buy. You buy them a little bit too big, because when you wash them, they'll...
draw up.
Okay. When a girl puts on a lot of makeup and good clothes and stuff to go out at a party or something, she say she's...
dressed.
Okay. Can you think about... do you have a different word? Well, she's dressed, but what is she doing? Like, all right, it's like, all right, like, or little children do that. They put on their parents' clothes and they play, you know, like they're grown.
House.
Yeah, but like what you say, to dress up?
Yeah.
Can you think of any other expression you might use for that?
No.
Okay. What do you call, a small, what do you call this?